No Panic Zone. I am Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth just for you, maybe for all of us. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the American pickers are now picking sides in a public fight over one of the most popular TV series of the last many years. Frank Fritz out. Mike Wolff in. And now the tiebreaker. Number two, a shooting at the Pentagon left a police officer dead as the entire facility went into lockdown. An active shooter had appeared. I'll let you know how it all played out. And number one, the battle lines have been drawn by parents and others that are no longer willing to give the government the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the pandemic and COVID-19. The ever-changing science, the waffling and flip-flopping on what should be done and what shouldn't is making people all over this country regret even more that Joe Biden is in the White House. This is a hill that the Democrats just might die on because they've gone all in on pushing Anthony Fauci and his alleged expertise on pandemics, from don't wear masks to yes, wear masks. In fact, wear two of them at a time. Then it's no, don't get the vaccine because it came out from Trump and it can't be trusted, to everyone needs to get the jab. And if you don't, you should be locked out of work, fired even. You should be shunned and shamed for refusing to get it. But then suddenly it became you must get the shot and then take off your mask. But now it's get the shot and wear the mask anyway, even at home. You know, it seems the never-ending madness is just getting fired all the way back up. So let's start with this. Let's start with a refresher course on who it was that opposed the vaccine from the beginning. Because it was not the white folks wearing red hats, but rather the guys in blue on the other side of the aisle. That's a fact. Democrats now screaming everyone must get the vaccine or they must be locked out of society. They must get vaccinated or ostracized. But I have a question. Who was it that undermined the vaccine? Who was it that talked endlessly about the vaccine not being safe and trustworthy? Do you remember? Who mocked the idea of getting the shot? Who was it that said President Trump and his vaccine were not trustworthy? Bite number 11 should help you remember a bit. Here it is.
I think it's going to be a very skeptical American public about taking the vaccine, and they should be.
We can't trust the president and take his word and take a fact that might cause harm to us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot?
We will need to have access to the vaccine results so we can make our independent assessment to make sure that Donald Trump's fingerprints are not on it.
You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
Is the vaccine safe? Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion.
It goes on and on and on. I could play clips like that for the next 2 hours. Andrew Cuomo, of course, has his own problems. We'll get into that deeply in hour number two. But Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Ilhan Omar, the Emmy Award-winning governor, and so many more coming out blatantly against the vaccines. And then, of course, pushing you, prodding you, begging you, bribing you. Get the vaccine. Do it now. It'll save the world. And if you don't, it's Trump's fault. And if there's an outbreak of COVID-19, it's still Trump's fault, even though Operation Warp Speed was Donald Trump's effort to bring together the government and private sector to build a vaccine, to create PPE, to build these ventilators, which, by the way, we have by the hundreds of thousands now, ventilators, warehouses full of them, just as I said we would a year ago, because you're never going to need that many. And right now, the press going crazy. Florida, all new records. Well, not exactly. Hospitalizations in Florida are about half of where they were during the height of the biggest surge. So not really where they were, but yes, concerning. And then the question has become, what happens next with our children? Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee, came out both barrels blazing against the idea that kids will be forced to stay home again this fall or be forced to wear masks in school full time or not be allowed to attend in person. And she's making her comments not as a politician, not as a Republican, But as a mom, listen.
I have a 16-year-old son, and he hates wearing the mask in school. He had it for a short period of time. You can't see what the teacher's saying. They get on you if you're touching the mask. You're not learning. It is so wrong. And you know what? He got vaccinated. He made the choice to get vaccinated because he was told if you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And now they're backtracking. And when did Brandi Weingarten become the head of the CDC? Oh, I know why, because she's the biggest donor to the Democrat Party. Let's let science dictate that and not the teachers' union.
It's a pretty good idea. And when did the CDC take over? Was it March of last year, April? At some point, the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, they became the most important players on the national landscape when it came to politics and policy. It didn't matter. They came out to dictate to you and I how things were going to be run, period. That's the way it was going to be, period. If they said mask, you wore mask. If they said don't wear mask, you didn't wear a mask. That sort of thing. Of course, I didn't just get in line and goose step behind them. I know a lot of you did not either. Question everything. Question everything. Why listen to this? The director of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, now says it doesn't matter how low the risk is. Kids who are not vaccinated must not be in places they can catch the illness. He's telling parents to mask up at home, too. Listen to this.
The recommendations are for kids under 12 that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Yeah. At home. And how long until they just come in and do spot inspections? Hello? Do you have your mask on? We are ways to find out. We are ways to check you for your mask. Go ahead. Go ahead. Think that's not possible. You have people being arrested in Australia for not following social distancing and mandates put out by that government, a government that's reasonably open to freedom, Australia. You have other coercive actions taking place in Europe. China, I'm not surprised, but these other places where freedom actually matters, at least a little, being browbeaten, harassed, and corralled. Either you do as you are told, or we'll find ways to make sure you damn well do. Period. How frightening is that? I was born in an America where I thought how blessed I was by God to be here, to be an American. I still feel that way. But there are those on the other side that would like to strip you of that freedom, would like to tell you how you're going to live your life. Because if it happens with a pandemic, don't think it stops there. That empowers them to make the decision on the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. We might as well hire the central planners right now for these folks. That's what they want anyway. Quick break now, just getting warmed up. Good to have you along. It's the Steve Gerber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student-athletes. Just click Health and Safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.